Tanana Chiefs has been inoculating people in Fairbanks and more than two dozen outlying communities since late December. And when the organization got an extra allotment of the Moderna vaccine this month from the Federal Indian Health Service, TCC Chief and Chairman P.J. Simon said he and other leaders wondered how they could best use the surplus.
And we thought, well, let's offer it to the U.S. military. They provide us protection and give us our freedom, you know, freedom isn't free.
Eielson spokesperson Staff Sergeant Kaylee Dubois says base officials were thankful for the offer.
We appreciate the doses we received from the Tanana Chiefs Conference, and we're looking forward to providing these vaccines to volunteers in our base community as soon as possible.
Dubois says while Eielson continues vaccinating as many of its personnel as possible, the service members and their families and civilian workers have all been maintaining precautions, like wearing face masks and keeping social distance, to help reduce the spread of the disease on and off base.
In the fight against COVID, we're all in this together.
Simon says the Tanana Chiefs also believe that a unified effort is essential to halt the spread of COVID in and around Fairbanks.
We're just happy to be part of the community and to help contribute. You know, the tribes want to contribute to everybody pulling out of this pandemic.
That's why Tanana Chiefs began offering free vaccinations to Fairbanks North Star Borough School District workers in late February. And earlier this month, the organization began offering the vaccine to anyone age 16 or older in Fairbanks.
When we open it up to everybody, we've been giving it out for a while, the free vaccinations.
Simon says Tanana Chiefs also has been vaccinating as many people as possible in the 26 communities within its service area. In Tok, 200 miles south of Fairbanks, many got their shots at TCC's Upper Tanana Health Center, a $20 million facility that opened in November. The clinic provides care for both natives and non-natives, as does the TCC's facility in Nenana. Simon says that clinic's been so busy that Tanana Chiefs are considering expanding it. And he says the organization also building clinics in the villages of Northway and Rampart. Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.